attention with the teachers, and the fact that it's close to home makes it great for me because I have a job back home. I am living on campus. It's been pretty cool. They give you a lot of opportunities to get involved, and there you also meet just a lot of new people. It's a very friendly atmosphere. It's great knowing you have friends wherever you turn.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
On to the second act. Lakers leading by two, 36-34. Lakers gets the ball on possession here, going right to left across the radio to start the second half. Paul Zwemmer in the game with two fouls. Takes a three to start this game, the second half. No good. Rebound by Josh Shelgey. Here come the Pirates. Trying to feed down to the block to Cook. This one's no good. Picked up by Shelgey and blocked by Zwemmer. No score yet here in the third quarter. Shooty blows by Seaman. Slows up at the top of the key, dribbles to the right wing. Over to Seth Bowles, number 10, and we have a on the line, out of bounds. It's going to be Harbor Beach ball. First turnover for Lakers in the second half. That's the 10th on the night.
I don't know how they could go out of bounds because it's right in front of the Lakers student section, and they're pretty much out of bounds.
Just keep them in, just push them inbounds, and it'll be fine. Josh Shelgey to Eli Kraft over to Austin Seltz, left wing. Back up top of the key, Seltz. Pick set by Cook, feeds him to the right. Seaman now into the corner, skip pass, top of the key. Kraft drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Seaman for the jump shot from the baseline. This one's good for two. Tie ball game, 36-36. Seaman with 4 points on the night. Harbor Beach keeping Zwemmer quiet so far with only four. Shooty, left wing, drives into the lane, lets this one loft, no good, rebound Cook. Seaman has it, Harbor Beach trying to push, now slowing things down. Seaman back to your point guard over to Seltz, left wing. Skip pass to Eli Kraft, right wing. Dribbles in twice, kicks it back out to Seaman. Down to the left corner to Seltz. Nothing there. Now to Shelgey, top of the key. High-low pass here to Callen Cook, who nearly missed the pass. Missed the layup and rebound Cunningham for Lakers.
That's here. A tough shot for Cook.
Zwemmer to Bowles, in for two, and it's good. Heads up play there from the senior to the sophomore. 38-36. Lakers back out by two. Josh Shelgey drives into the lane, kicks it down to Cook. Cuts and puts it up for two, and this one's good. Rolls right around that rim. Cook now with 6 points for Harbor Beach, back at 38. And we have a push against Austin Seltz, guarding the much taller Paul Zwemmer. Austin Seltz first, Harbor Beach is first in the second half. Lakers was leading as many by 13 the first quarter. They led it by two at halftime. Now it's a tie ball game with 5:53 left in the third quarter. Zwemmer outside the left block, trying to drive to the lane, kicks it over to Bowles, opposite block. This jump shot is good. Seth Bowles now with 7 points, gives Lakers back into a 2-point lead. Eli Kraft drives right down the lane. This one's in for two. He has 20 points. 40-40. Third tie of the game. Paul Zwemmer against Seaman. And it's stolen away. Callen Cook has it, and we're going to almost have a held ball here as Zwemmer shows his strength and gets right in there. It's going to be possession arrow, Harbor Beach.
That was quite a scrum. And somehow Paul Zwemmer came out with it. Possession arrow goes to the Pirates, inbounded to Cody Seaman.
And Eli Kraft has it, blows past Cunningham, drives to the right wing, picks up his dribble to Seaman. Skip pass to the left wing to Seltz, back up to Seaman, resets the offense. Eli Kraft thought about taking the three from the right wing, dribbles in instead, feeds it down to Cook. He misses that one, rebound by Shelkey. He puts that one up, and he is fouled. Basket is good to the line for one. Josh Shelkey fired up. He has 7 points, trying to make it 8 with a free throw made. And the foul against Lakers is the first of the second half and the first against number 10, Seth Bowles, the sophomore. Josh Shelgey, free throw rims in and out, no good. And it's Harbor Beach's first lead of the night, 42-40. Less than five to play in the third quarter. Feeds it into Aaron Christie for the layup. This one's good. Back tied at 42. Seaman into the corner to Seltz. Back out to Seaman left wing. To Shelke at the free throw line for the jump shot. Bounces around, no good. Rebound, Zwemmer. 4:35 left in the third. Paul Zwemmer, now your point guard as well. He might do windows. Skip pass over, and it's stolen by Eli Kraft. Here comes the Pirates. Eli Kraft drives right in with the layup from the right left side with the right hand and in for two. Avoided contact from a awaiting the charge, Paul Zwemmer. Harbor Beach again by two. Jared Schutte drives in, and he threw this one away. Tried to feed to Bowles. Almost looked like it should have been a, according to the pass, an alley-oop. Unfortunately, Bowles was not ready for that one.
Bowles would have had to have been 20 feet tall to get that one. Or did I exaggerate?
Maybe 18. I might give you 19. Austin Seltz down with the key to Seaman. 42-44, Harbor Beach by two. As Eli Kraft takes a three from the right wing, this one's short. Rebound, Seth Bowles for Lakers. And we have a held ball. Harbor Beach with the pressure against the sophomore. And it's possession arrow Lakers, 90 feet from their own hoop, right to left across your radio in the white jerseys with green trim. Steve Kaczynski checks in, replaces the sophomore Bowles. And Cunningham's going to come out as well. So out there for Lakers right now, we have Christie, Kaczynski, Schutte, Valentine, the freshman, and Paul Zwemmer. With the ball right now at the free throw line, lets this floater go in, and it's two for Paul Zwemmer, his first of the second half. He has 6 points, tied at 44. Fifth tie of the game. We've had three lead changes. Colin Cook underneath the lane for two, and this one's good, underneath that zone.
That's there the whole night for the Pirates. They want to go ahead and go a little prospecting.
46-44, and it's stolen by Eli Kraft. And he slows it up now. Josh Elke goes up for the layup, and he is fouled by Paul Zwemmer, who was all over him, elevated, and Elke went right into him. That's going to be Paul Zwemmer's third foul, Lakers' second of the half. And Shelke's going to line for two shots. Shelke on the night is 1-for-3. As the gym goes silent here. 46-44, Harbor Beach by two. Free throws up and good. Largest lead of the night for Harbor Beach at three. Didn't take the lead until 5:20 left in the third. And the second free throw bounces four times on the iron and finds its way down. It's now 48-44, Harbor Beach by four. As we have another errant pass from Aaron Christie, trying to feed it down to Valentine on the baseline, goes out of bounds. Another turnover for Lakers.
Lakers really got to slow this down. You know, make their passes, pass it to the white shirts.
As Lakers now has 14 turnovers, five in the third quarter. Josh Elke to Colin Cook on the baseline, and this one's blocked from the get-go by Zwemmer with authority. 48-44, Harbor Beach by four. Schutte drives right into the wide-open lane with the floater and in for two.
Nice drive by Schutte.
Schutte with 13 points. Sells for three, no good. And rebound by Schutte. I will say that three looked better than the last from Seltz. As Christie drives in a lane, this one's no good. And rebound still loose, ripping right in front of our set here. And brought in by Seltz down to Kraft. And the transition pass to Shelke for two. Looked like a football touchdown there from Kraft to Shelke like they did all season.
Kraft led him perfect.
50-46, and a steal by Josh Shelke goes up for the lane, and he is blocked by Zwemmer out of bounds. And that is a full timeout called by Jeremy Majeski on the WLW Sports Network. Harbor Beach 50, Lakers 46.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day, roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown.